We are on page 18, and we're finishing up Siman Tuf Lamed Zayin. We're up to Tuf Lamed Zayin Siv Gimel. After the Gemara has the Gemara that we talked about yesterday, when someone's masker buys the Chavero on Yudalid, and who's chayiv to do the Bedika? Is it on the Socher, or is it on the masker? So then we had the next topic of the Gemara. If he does not know if he did a bedika, then the Gemara has a suffix whether he has to go ahead and go clarify the situation or he can rely on the chazak. Then the Gemara on Daf Dalet Amud Beis has the following shaila. What if you rent out an apartment b'chazkos of baduk, you assume it's bodek, you want to come in your dalet and you assume it's already done, but then you look around and you realize there is no bedika done. Is that considered a mekach tos or not over there? And the Gemara goes back and forth, and the maskana of the Gemara to buy d'ipshita, it is answered over there. The Gemara says it's not a mekach tos because in the end of the day, a person wants to mekai in the mitzvah of bedikas chametz, and he's willing to pay for the mitzvah of bedikas chametz. That's the maskana over there. So says the mechaber over here. Hamasker bayis lechaveru becheskos bado. Someone rents out his apartment. Either they had an agreement that he was going to do the bedikas chametz, or he comes in a yudal. So therefore, it should be a chazaka that it is baduk, like we learned. V'nim sheino baduk, but he comes into the apartment. It's not baduk. Al ha-socher, livdok ve'enu mekach tos. We say it's upon the socher to do a bedikas chametz, like the maskan of the Gemara over there, and it's not considered a mekach tos. You can't return the keys and say, I'm moving, going to hotel. Va'afilu b'makom shebotkin b'schar. Even in a place where the minig was to pay people to do a bedikas chametz, okay, to do that, even that in that case, or therefore, he's going to have to pay someone, find someone to pay someone to go and do a bedikas chametz on Erev Pesach. Shari mitzvah also, because at the end of the day, it's a mitzvah, and therefore, we assume people wanted to make kind of mitzvahs, and therefore, it is not considered a mekach tos. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Siv Katan Yud Gimel, Uludei Azu Ein Tzarech HaMasker LaHachzir Lo Adam Mishotzi Ba'ad HaBedika. This first opinion, as we'll soon see, there's going to be a machlokas bedover. This first opinion holds that the Baal Bayit does not have to return him the money that he paid for the Bedikas Chametz, even though he's going to have to lohotzi his own kesef. He's going to pay a couple hundred dollars for someone to come in and do a Bedikas Chametz. He does not allow to take that off the rent. Shari Lo Henu LaMasker Klal, the mitzvah B'lechudu Duram Yolo. Therefore, it's a mitzvah. He could have done it himself. He paid someone. Therefore, he does not have to pay. He doesn't have to take it off the fee that he's going to owe the Baal Bayit at the end of Pesach. However, says the Ramah, since they made a tonight ahead of time, and their deal was that it was supposed to be a cheskos of baduk, and now he has to go ahead and pay someone to go ahead and do a bedikas chametz. Therefore, he can take it off the rent check. He could say he was supposed to pay $1,000 for Pesach. He can now take off and pay only $900 for his, whatever he was motzi, to pay someone to go ahead and do it, bedikas chametz. He could take off the rental check. That is the opinion of the Ramah. So once again, we have a machlokas here between the Mechaber and the Ramah. L'mais, the Mishnah Berurah over here in Siv Katan Tezvav, however, says the following. First of all, he says, "Oh, v'hisna avol b'stama, apischar b'yom dalish shechaskasu baduk l'kuliyama in tzarich l'shalim lo." This is only talking about, says the Ramah, when you made a specific deal that it was going to be bedikas in the contract that he was going to do bedikas chametz. Then he could take it off the rent check. But if he comes in on yudalit, which he said the halacha is that he assumes then the masker was supposed to do the bedikas chametz over here, says the Ramah, even the Ramah would agree that he would not be able to be motzi the kesef in this case. However, what's Allah Lamaisa? He said, Ludina, Pasqua Achrenu Kadeya Kamaisa, the Achronim do not pass like the Ramah over here that they can take it off the Kesef. They pass in like the Shulch, the Mechaber. Why? The Bechol Gavnein and Tzarech Lashalim, the Yachol Omar Lo, Kim Li Kadeya Zuv, Amotsi Mechaber, Alvarai, you're dealing with Dini Mamos over here. The Baal Bayit says, I hold like the other opinion. I hold like the first opinion over here, and therefore, Amotsi Mechaber, Alvarai, he has to bring the Raya that the day is like this, the opinion that we hold like this opinion. Therefore, Avotzim Echavar al-Raya cannot force the Baal Bayis to go ahead and take it off the original check. And the Baal Bayis still wants to be an honest man. He made an agreement. He should go ahead and take off the dren check. But he is not Mechuyev to go ahead and do so. Says Rishlomo Zalman, quoted in Alicha Shlomo, Perek Heyalach al-Chaf Aleph, this is only talking about on Yudalit. If he comes into the apartment and Yudalit or before then, and he had a deal to do Bzikos Chametz and does not do it, then it's not a Mekach Tos. But if he only realizes on Pesach itself, he realizes that the house was not Baduk, over there, it would be a mekach tov, says Rosh Shlomo Zalman. In that case, he could return the whole get all his money back, and he could move out if he wanted to go ahead and do so. That's the chiddush of Rosh Shlomo Zalman over here and the sugi over here, because only on Yudal, when you're doing b'tikas chametz l'chatchila, before that is a person assumes that they would be happy with. He'll be happy to go ahead and do the mitzvah at the right time. But once he realizes he missed the ikar zman of the mitzvah and he had chametz in his house, that would be a mekach tov, says Rosh Shlomo Zalman, and in that case, the money would be allowed to be returned. Fine. That is Sif Gimel. Sif Dalad, we've touched on this much earlier on in Hilchos Bedikas Chametz, who is Neman on Bedikas Chametz. Based on the Rishonim, says the Mechaber over here, Bai Shehuchsak Shlo Botko Masker. If you have a house that you assume is not done a Bedikas Chametz, whatever reason, you're assuming it is not a Bedikas Chametz over here, whether the Baal Bais was not so from, or that the deal was, he knew ahead of time that he was not supposed to do a Bedikas Chametz, whatever it might be. The Amru Isha, O Eved O Katan, Anu Bitkatnu, comes a woman, an Eved or a Katan, says, I personally did a B'dikas Chametz, a Baal Bais told me the B'dikas Chametz, I did a B'dikas Chametz over here on this house, Hare Elu Ne'amanim, they are believed. Hushia Katan, Sheish Budas, leave dog. There's only talking about a Katan who has Das, they could rely on him. Obviously, it's such a small Katan, a 5-year-old kid comes and says, I did B'dikas Chametz, so obviously, then you would not be allowed to do it. But if it's an older kid, even though he's not Bar Mitzvah age, he's 11, 12 years old, for sure, and he says, I did a good B'dikas Chametz, they are Neman to say it's going to be, why are they Neman over here? So this goes back to our cloud, as the Mishnah Berurah points out over here in Sif Katan. Ted Zion. So you cut that Zion 2 lines in, he says, V'atam, Mishum de Bedikas Chametz de Rabbanan. Because at the end of the day, Bedikas Chametz is only a mitzvah de Rabbanan, the Minatora be Bittel Sagi. Because at the end of the day, he's going to do Bittel anyways, and therefore, Bedikas Chametz goes back to our cloud that you only need one of the two, like the Psak of the Ran that we saw at the beginning of Bedikas Chametz. You need or Bittel or Bedika. We are Machmir to do both of them, but you're a Mekayim, you're Daraisa with Bittel. Therefore, Bedikas Chametz is only de Rabbanan. By de Rabbanans, we believe Isha, Eved, V'Katan, they are believed over here. So to over here, this is only going to work if he contacted the Isha Eved or Katan before the 6th hour on Erev Pesach. Because now still the Socher could do Bittel and the Chametz over here. Okay, you can do Levatel. After the 6th hour, you can't do Bittel anymore. All you can do is Bedika over there, and therefore the Bedika would be on a Del Raisa level. Shuv ein li smoch al elu, you're not allowed to believe an Eved Isha or Katan. V'tzarech livdok, and you be chayv to do a new B'dikas Chametz Kedin. Okay, you do a B'dikas Chametz now after the 6th hour, and you do a regular B'dika, then you would not be able to rely on the Eidus of the Isha, Eved, or Katan. Okay, so that is the difference over here. Once again, Derobonin, that's when we could go ahead and believe him. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Siv Katan Yod Zayin, Shehuchsak Shlo Badko, Va'afilo Ayasham Vaday Chametz. Even if there was Vaday Chametz over there, it would still be allowed to, you would still believe Ganki Ne'amani Me'elu Sha'amru Shabatko Bi'erosam. Because once again, you could do Bittel, even on Vaday Chametz, or Isa, Bittel works on even Vaday Chametz. So therefore, once again, you are going to be Yotze if you're not going to have to do a Bedika, and you can rely on the Isha Katan. However, says the Mishnah Berurah, Sikon Yilchas, we saw this much earlier on, at the beginning of Bedikas Chametz, says the Mishnah Sikon Yilchas, Harel Namanim, after Bidiyevenim Amr Shabbat, Goin Sarach Lachs, leave dog, even though Bidiyeven, we can rely on the Evid Isha Katan, Mikol Makom, Lechatchila, Ein Nachol Etzavos, leave dog. Lechatchila, one is not supposed to have a woman, child, or an Evid do their Bedikas Chametz. Shabbatika yesh bawa, not, it's only a mitzvah derabanan, at the end of the day he's going to do bittel, it's only a mitzvah derabanan. Since we saw the same Mishnah Berurah earlier on, Shabbatika yesh ba torah gadol, v'yesh lachol shami satsu, since Bedikas Chametz is a great tirch, you have to check, b'chorim u'tzdokin, and you have to check very well, it's going to take a lot of time, we're afraid, then they're not going to do a good enough jai, therefore, l'chatchilo, we should not rely on an isha eved or katan to do a Bedikas Chametz. However, if you look in the new Mishnah Berurah of the Yitzhak Karei, it's not in the old edition, it's in an added edition. In the new edition, says, Moreinu v'Rabbeinu v'Shem Rav Shlomo Zalman, and this is going to go back to Rav Shlomo Zalman, Lishitas. Rav Shlomo Zalman told us earlier on that nowadays, where everyone cleans their house already before you give them everything, cleans very well for a month before Pesach, and the house is generally clean, and therefore, B'dikas Chametz L'maisa Leil Yadalad is not to check so carefully, no, it's only to check that a good cleaning has been done. And im kein holds of Shlomel Zalman that nowadays B'dikas Chametz is not a tircha gadol. Therefore, says Moreno Rabbeinu Rishonavensal, B'shem Rishonavensal, Zalman Shematim Imadmar Zal, Ba'otam Amekomo Sheniku Atzabayit Heitev B'chornut Stokin, in those places that already claimed their house B'chornut Stokin before Lel Yadalad, Kiderach Kol Yisrael HaKshayim, like we all know all Ksheirim do that nowadays. Yesh lahater li tengam li isha v'katon li yivdok ha-chametz ki ikar adin shekshayrim heim v'bedikas chametz. Very beautifully. Based on what we learned, the only reason why we can't rely on an eved isha or katon lechatchila is because of tircha harbe. Nowadays, says Rosh Shlomo Zalman, it is not a tircha harbe anymore because all the great tircha was already done before Leil Yedalad, and Leil Yedalad comes, it should not be a tercha. You'd have to do a good job. You have to make sure that things were clean appropriately. However, since Mikar Dina, it was already done before and it stuck in beforehand, one could rely even on an Isha or Katan L'chatchila nowadays to go ahead and do a B'dikas Chametz ad kan for today. But sorry, one last thing before we see before and just one quick ha'ara. Back on something we said a couple of days ago, we said Shem Rav Yashav Zatzal, Rav Yashav held that if one went ahead and sold his house or sold a room in his house, he held that after Pesach you have to take down his mezuzah and put it back up again because it would be a problem of Tassa v'lom anasi, correct? Remember that it's brought down in the Dershim Mishnah Berurah over there because of Tassa v'lom anasi, it's not like you put up it now becomes the Yisrael's after Pesach again. It's Ke'ilu the mezuzah was already there. That's a problem with Tassa v'lom anasi. I asked Moreno Rabbeinu of Nevinzel, he did not hold like this. He held that you would not have to reapply the mezuzah again after Pesach. So as I said before, I had a feeling that Rav Nevinzel did not hold like this, and that is true. Rav Nevinzel holds that you would not have to, if one did sell his house, you would not have to put his mezuzah. And end of the day, the better thing is to do anyways is just to sell the chametz within the house. You don't have to sell your house. I'll just sell the chametz within the house or in the rooms. Ad kan for today.